Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Great day. Today is the 31st of January. Yes, it is the end of the month of the first part of the year, first month of the year, and we're going into 2019, February 1. Wow, tomorrow starts a brand new month. Are you prepared? As I ask my questions, what went well this last month? What did you learn? What needs to be done differently? And what are your goals and plans for this coming month in January? Hey, wow, let's make that happen. Let's get that set up. And do your evaluation, guys. As I said in my email today, no overthinking, no beating yourself up because you didn't accomplish your goals, and no setting of complacency in there because you did achieve some goals. Let's not let that happen. We've got to keep the ball moving forward 10 yards at a time, guys. That's the deal. How we keep it growing is how we keep it as much as we keep it moving. So today, I want to go through a bunch of words. I'm going to have you take this, and whether you're writing this down now, go to realprofitbuilders.com, get the recording later, and get these embedded into your brain. Make the list, put them on the wall, and refer to them every single day, because this is one of the more important areas of reinforcement. We got to keep ourselves with a great attitude. We got to keep ourselves with a great positive outlook. And these things will help us to achieve that if we consistently reinforce. We got to push out the toxic thoughts and mindsets and psychologies of the inner game of what we've been talking about over the last couple of days. And then we've got to replace them with what? Some great thoughts and great things to help us keep moving forward. In and of itself, it's not always perfect, but inside that imperfection is perfection. As long as you're keeping the mindset clear, and you're doing all you can to replace yourself, go on. I would suggest taking this list today, especially going into the 1st of February, and going out and taking yourself on a 30-day mental fast. A 30-day mental fast. Get away from negativism, media, anything that's going to drive you down. Anything that can infect what's going on in your mind. Because at the end of the day, guys, this is work that we have to do. And if you want to have great outcomes in your life, you have to have great thoughts. Not always perfect, as I said, but we have to do our very, very best. We have to be committed 100% to wanting to do that, and then it'll all of a sudden start to show up for you. Okay? It takes time, takes work, takes commitment to make these things happen. So let's go with that. Again, write these words down. Go to the recording, listen to it 110 times if that's what it required for you to do it. So you can listen to it, read the words, and then go from there. I'll embellish on a couple of them as I go through them, but no need to do that. Just write the words down and get the concept behind what they mean. It's going to be up to you personally to identify what they might mean. I'm going to expand on a couple so you get an understanding of what I mean here. However, it's most important that you take responsibility, you hold yourself accountable to understanding what these words might mean. Okay, it's not just a bunch of questions, not a bunch of words. It's what we attach a meaning to them that makes them work or not work, right? So you have to think, okay, if I say the word, let's say, being enthusiastic, okay? The word is being enthusiastic. What does that mean to you, right? And it involves in an idea of things that draw people to you. I'm giving you an example here. Things that draw people to you. It helps you to present better. It helps you to be more powerful in your daily activities. Enthusiasm is a way to keep yourself moving forward and excited. And it's something that you have to keep growing. So think about these words. What do they mean? Identify with them. Your definition is your definition of what they are. These are fundamentally pretty powerful and positive words. So again, it's easy to do that, okay? And if you're not in a mindset of always being positive, some of these words might say, well, I'm not that way. I'm not an enthusiastic person, maybe like me, right? Or somebody else that you know, whatever the case is. Well, then shift out, because these are important things. If you're not enthusiastic, then act as if. Act as if you're enthusiastic. Act as if you're enthusiastic, so you start getting it into your mindset. Okay, so let's just use that as the first word, enthusiasm. Okay, next one is, what are you doing to be honest with yourself about your business, about your life, about your work? Okay, being honest is a foundational key of working towards having a good relations with other people and good relations with yourself, i.e., we got to face the truth and we got to deliver the truth. Next word is knowing what you can do, knowing what you can do, knowing how to do something is confidence. The next word, being on time. Two words, on time. Being on time. You know what? A great thing to do is leave early, plan to be there. If your meeting's at 2, be there at 1:30, quarter till. As with any presentation, you should do that, but just get yourself prepared to be anywhere you're going 15 minutes in advance. Just a quick point on that. I take responsibility. I am responsible. Responsibility is a key word to know that in your business is very, very important. We've talked about this in a myriad of conversations, okay? Commitment to what you're doing. Commitment is something that you keep long after the time that you hear things that excite you and enthusiastically make you more powerful. A commitment is something that you keep when those things in your mindset at that time are long gone. So you heard it yesterday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Today comes around, something happens, it gets in your way. But are you committed to staying the course? Being careful when you talk to people, when you ask questions, when you are presenting, make sure when you ask those questions that you write this word down. Listen. Listen. Okay? The next word is you got to remove yourself from being so rigid about certain things. Okay? You oftentimes hear people say, this is the system, this is what you got to do. Yes, you have to follow step by step. You have to be following systems. However, the big word here is flexibility. Being flexible with what you do. Flexibility is power. If something is not working and you've done all you can to figure it out and it's still not working, hey, flexibility comes into play here and it helps you to make adjustments quickly. Don't be so rigid. This is the way I am. This is the way I've always done it. This is the way my grandmother used to do it. Listen, at the end of the day, don't go there. All right? Be flexible. What can you do in this world today to get the most out of yourself today? And that is to be efficient. Write this word down, efficient, okay? Getting the most out of what you're doing right now inside of your business. Are you as efficient as you can be? In addition to being, the next word is effective, are you being as efficient as you can be in your work? Or are you mixing it up? Are you planning to, let's say, prospect, lead follow-up, do some paperwork, go on presentations, prepare for things, you know, do whatever you got to do in your personal life? And inside of all of that, you're doing them all together versus compartmentalizing each one of those areas. A couple hours of prospecting, 1 hour of lead follow-up, have a good lunch, have a solid admin time frame. Don't mix anything up. Well, I'm going to do some prospecting, then I'll maybe pick up a file and check it out and see what's happening. Then I'll check my email. And while I'm at it, I might as well do some Facebook postings. Guys, ain't going to happen. It's efficient, which thus causes the next word, which is effectiveness. If you're not efficient, your effectiveness is going to go out of the water, and then you're going to wonder, why aren't things working? Because you never give anything, one thing, a positive time. You never give it enough time. Because if you're making calls, as an example, and you're not getting results, then you decide, I want to go do something different. You're not giving yourself the chance to win. So give yourself the chance to win. So being efficient and being effective, those two words go well together, okay? So here's the next word, most powerful thing I believe, okay, is within your personal power, you develop this. It's called discipline, right? Discipline. What about this next word? Are you so stuck on yourself? Are you so tight that you can't even flex yourself at all because you're not having any fun? Okay, and adding humor. So those two words, fun and being humorous and enjoy. You know, and part of humor, guys, is just laughing at yourself. Hey, you screwed up. Laugh at yourself. It's funny. Big deal. All right. Go listen to some good comedy. Go listen to some hang around people who are having fun and things like this. But adding humor and fun into your life is very, very important. The next thing is, gosh, you guys, you know what? This is an important thing. We want things done yesterday. It's not happening fast enough, so we lose this. And we have to have it. It's called patience. We have to have patience. Write that down. When it comes to being a great leader, a great entrepreneur, an enterprise builder, a people builder, right? We have to be decisive about what we're doing, okay? We have to be decisive about what we're doing and not let things fall to the way. Get them out of the way. Be decisive. Take action. Next word, critical, very important. because you have to have more than everybody else in order to win more often than anybody else. And that is energy. You have to have energy in your world. The next thing is, like, similar to that of flexibility, okay? You, in your world, in your business, is listening carefully, as I said, to when you ask questions, being flexible, and then being open-minded to what the possibilities are. If you walk in rigid and the only way things are going to be, yeah, you have certain steps and things that you must have, standards in your business. Mm-hmm. However, being open-minded enables you to be thoughtful in what you're making decisions on, especially when it comes to interacting with other people and negotiating. Guys, listen, you have to step up. The next word, you have to step up to the plate, and you have to own this one. And that takes what we do every day. It takes courage. It takes courage to accomplish great things in life. Can't be wimpy. As Zig Ziglar, great friend of mine from years ago, God rest his soul, he always said, timid salespeople have skinny children. Timid salespeople have skinny children. Okay, you have to have courage. Bring the next word to everything that you do. Over-promise, over-deliver. Forget that I'm going to under-promise and over-deliver to kind of impress them. BS. Guys, listen. Bring to the table this one thing. Value. Give more than you will receive. Be okay receiving while at the same time deliver more. Bring more value to the table. Next thing is, when things go awry, why is that? Typically, it's because we're lacking this one thing, focus. The next thing is, one of the most important things that we could do is understand what that people that we are working with, right, engage in this understanding, and they're looking for it, and it's called respect, okay? We have to respect other people's thoughts. We may not agree with other people, but we have to at least respect them. We touched on that a little bit yesterday. Then the last couple of things here is really being open-minded to growing. Are you coachable? Are you flexible in that arena? Well, this is the way I was taught, or this is what I believe to be the case. Okay, I get that. However, are you coachable? Are you open to new ideas? Are you listening to what your coach or trainers tell you, right? Because at the end of the day, oftentimes people, you know, they think about what I do as a coach myself, and they misunderstand what the goal is here. And the goal here is to give you a path that I have taken and others that I work with, and to shorten your path. I'm the shortest distance between two points for all of my clients. And I hope, if you're my client listening to this, I hope you get that forever. Because this is the deal. This is my study. This is my craft. This is what I have done. No smoke and mirrors. This is what I'm doing with other people and other people that I have done with in the past. And as a result, if you want to get to someplace faster, the shortest distance to get there is what somebody else has done before. And then you have to say to yourself, am I willing, without my ego, to step up to the plate and be coachable? Be okay and be open to confrontation, and be okay to learning more, to be very, very good at what you do. Just simply, guys, being better throughout the whole process. So I hope that helps out today. You want to go out there with these ideas over the last few days that we've worked on and build this inner game. This inner game is most important in your life. It's most important in your business. It's most important for you to feel comfortable and confident. Go on this 30-day fast. Take it around the block. What's another 30 days in your life? You're going to be here in 30 days from now. And if you're not, well, you're not. Okay? Nothing crude or disrespectful there. However, at the end of the day, while you're in it today, right, live it full out. Do all you can to fill your mind with great thoughts. Be a believer in yourself. Go out there and do these things. And really, in all seriousness, give this test around the block. 30-day fast. Clear out all negativism. Let everybody know what you're doing, why you're doing it. And then focus on these words today and the other thoughts that we had over the last few days. Go to realprofitbuilders.com. Listen to this recording over and over again. You have any questions or anything that you need from me, mike@mikehusson.com. I want to bring value to your life. I hope I am with these thoughts and ideas, but make sure that you go out and do something for yourself. Do it today. And then while you're at it, make today your best day ever. We'll talk to you later. Make it happen.